Hello, it's Thursday, December 29th, 2022, and here are readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to read Psalm 148, 7 through 14, 1 Chronicles 1, 1 through 37, and Acts 8, 1 through 8. We're going to start today with Psalm 148, 7 through 14. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beast and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles 1, 1 through 37. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalah, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tabul, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Rapheth, and Tagarama. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tereshish, Kittim, and Rodayim. The sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Sheba, Hivala, Sabata, Rama, and Sabateka. The sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamin, Lahabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrishim, Kashulim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Girgazites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Averdites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem, Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in the days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almadad, Shelef, Heravamathef, Jerah, Hadoran, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Apashad, Shelah, Eper, Peleg, Ru, Surug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are the genealogies, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, Adbel, Mibsam, Mishama, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Timah, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, the sons of Keturamah, Abraham's concubine. She bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Ephor, Hanak, Abidah, and Eladah. All these were the descendants of Keturam. Abraham fathered Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah, the sons of Eliphaz, Timon, Omar, Zepho, Gata, Kinza, and Timnah, Amalek, the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shama, and Mizah. Acts 8:1-8. And Saul approved of his execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now, those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord.